Good evening. Welcome to Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where God has called and gathered us here this night to receive his gifts through his word. Our reading for this evening is Psalm 81, verses 1 through 10. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, a just decree of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Listening is one of the most important things that a pastor has to do. We have to listen to just about everyone and just about everything. We have to listen, of course, to our own congregation's members as they tell us what they're struggling with, as we rejoice with them in what they are succeeding at, as they tell us what we're worried about. At the same time, we also need to listen to the world. We need to see what sort of lies are being told so that we know how to combat them. When we hear of disasters, we need to hear about those as well so that we know when to pray. And we just need to know how people are generally doing around us. And of course, the most important person for a pastor to listen to is God. When we listen to the Word of God. After all, it is by hearing that faith comes. However, it is of course not just the pastor's job to listen. As this psalm brings out, God got frustrated at the people of Israel because they refused to listen. They refused to hear what God was telling them, and they refused to do what God was telling them to do. And that frustrates God. And hopefully we can all understand why that is. We all are humans, and we get frustrated when people don't listen to us. Imagine what it must be like for God, who actually knows everything, knows the exact answer to all of our problems, oftentimes tells us the answer to those problems, and then we proceed to ignore him, as if we somehow know better, and as if he isn't even worth listening to. It's that kind of behavior that drives God to say things like, "Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me." How many of Israel's problems would have been solved if they had simply listened to their God? He frequently told them exactly what to do and exactly what would happen if they didn't listen. And yet, almost all the time, they choose to see if God is right, and they ignore him. And, surprise of surprises, exactly what God said would happen ends up happening. Listening to God looks a little bit different for us than it did for them back in the Old Testament. And primarily, I think this comes down to that for us today, when we think of the Word of God, we don't usually think of it coming to us by hearing. I think most of the time, we think of the Word of God as being something that you read. Because that's how most of us look at the Word of God nowadays. It's in the Bible, right? Whereas in the Old Testament, even when the people went to church, when they went to go and worship God, they were hearing somebody's voice speaking the word to them. They wouldn't have had a bulletin that they could follow along in. The Word of God always came to the Israelites through someone's voice. And of course, that's also true now, that it does still come to us through someone's voice, whether that's mine, whether that's somebody you're listening to on the radio, whether it's your own when you're actually reading it. And at least for most people, when you're reading something, you're kind of saying it in your head, right? Which means that you are, in effect, listening to your own voice speaking the Word of God. And of course, we also recognize that we aren't any better at this than the Israelites were. We aren't any better at following his commands, at listening to him in the way that we're supposed to, at doing what we're supposed to do and not doing what we're not supposed to do. And so, we can take a warning from this psalm. We can recognize this as something that we struggle with as well. But we can also remember something else about God, which is that despite the fact that the Israelites were horrible listeners, that God still did what he promised he would do for them. He told them that a Messiah would come for them. He told them that he would send someone to save them, that the root of Jesse would come, and that a person of the line of David would be put on the throne. These were all promises that God gave to the Israelites. And even though the Israelites didn't necessarily hear those promises, that didn't stop God from fulfilling those promises. And the same is true of us. We can trust that God is faithful even when we are not. We can trust that the promises that he gives us in Scripture will come true, because that's who God is. We can trust that even if we don't listen, God will continue to speak, and that he will always be speaking. And we can trust that the Word of God will not return void, not in our lives, not in anyone else's life. However, that doesn't mean that we can just stop trying to listen. And this is something that I think we struggle with a little bit. We struggle with the idea that you have to actually try to do things. You have to try to listen to the Word of God. Otherwise, it's just going to go in one ear and out the other. And make no mistake, we can trust in God's promise that that word will do what it's supposed to do, but we can also trust in God's word when it encourages us to listen to him, as it does today. You are free, therefore, as you go forward, to continue listening to the Word of God, to continue trying to hear what he's trying to speak, and to continue learning more and more about him and about what he has done for us. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.